Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Tuesday, December 22nd, 2020. Stand up for your country. This is the year-end edition. I'm going to take some time off, give my staff a breather. You know, we work pretty hard. I think you know that this year because of so much happening. And it's very difficult to stay ahead of the story. And I keep telling everybody, look, the worthiness of BillO'Reilly.com, the No Spin News, our radio and television broadcast, is that we are ahead of the story and we never deceive you. We don't do propaganda. We don't do speculation. We don't do any of that. And in this world, in this country, things are so dubious, word of the day, dubious, you need to know what's happening to protect yourselves and your family. And we have been able to deliver that in an amazing way. I'm going to show you a little bit of that tonight. I hope you get a pen and paper. That's always good to watch this program with that. And we're going to have a special appearance by Holly the Terror Dog. Holly's warming up in the bullpen for an appearance later on this broadcast. So the key question is, which year was worse? 2020, this year, when 1929, the Great Depression began. And I'm going to run it down. I'll tell you my opinion on it. So there's no doubt in our lifetime, this is the worst year, 2020. Now, most of you are not alive in 1929, a few, but not many. But in the majority of people watching tonight's lifetime, this is the worst year, and it's not even close. So let's begin with COVID because it affects every one of us. And there's hope, thanks to the Trump administration. I'm not saying that in a political way, but it's said so rarely, I think I have a responsibility to say that vaccine development was amazing. All right, now that word is overused, but it really was. So on January 22nd of this year, I was the first national broadcaster slash reporter to warn you. Roll the tape. China. Coronavirus. It's really a super flu. All right? Coronavirus. It gets into your lungs. It's like pneumonia. You can't breathe. You die. So far, 440 cases, most of them in China, 9 dead. The town of Wuhan has been isolated, shut down, can't get in. This is like the Andromeda strain. Now, that is very chilling to everybody on the planet, this pan-epidemic thing that we've seen in the movies, zombie people, you know, all that. But it's happening in China. One case in the USA outside of Seattle. And now if you fly from China to the USA, you are being scrutinized in the airports. But it takes about a week for this disease to manifest itself. So pretty frightening situation. What's going on? We'll keep you posted on that. The coronavirus. Very proud of that. Not that the virus hit, but that I was able to pinpoint it and warn you. Okay. The second soundbite that's very, very important is on August 20th, I told you how COVID was going to influence the presidential vote. Roll that tape. If Trump loses, it's because of COVID. I'm not saying he's going to lose. I won't know until the end of October, and then I'll tell you what will happen. Okay? But if he loses, it's COVID. That's what killed him. Imagine no COVID. Imagine, think back to the State of the Union address, where he knocked it out of the park because the economy was roaring, our foreign policy, we're getting better trade deals, everything was in place for him. Bang. If he loses, it's COVID. And COVID is not subsiding. Now, absolutely true. No COVID, President Trump would have walked into re-election. But it was in a way that I did not foresee that Donald Trump lost the election. Now, I know some of you are going, well, he didn't lose and all that, but let's just be real, okay? He's not going to be president for the next 4 years. COVID allowed the states to do massive mail-in voting that countermanded their own state constitution and voting rules. That's what did them in, and I'll prove it to you in a moment. So it was COVID. And there were a lot of people voted against Donald Trump because they didn't think he handled the pandemic correctly, but I'll show you that he did in a moment. It was the mail-in voting.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. All right, this month in history, we won the war on Christmas, okay? So on December 19th, 2011, I said this. Christmas is not a word anyone should be ashamed of. It is the law of the land. Federal workers and most everyone else do not have to labor on that day. That alone, we should all be merry. Okay, and we had department stores, we had governments telling their employees not to say Merry Christmas. That's vanished. Right here. I led it. I took heat. You know I took heat. But we won. So a poll came out a few days ago. This is YouGov poll, December 5th. Do you agree with the statement there is a war on Christmas happening in USA? 39% say there is today. 44% say no. By party, Democrats, 16% believe there's a war on Christmas, 40% say no. Republicans, 72% agree, 14% disagree. There really isn't a war on Christmas anymore. We won. And here is the capper. Which seasonal greeting do you prefer to say to others? Merry Christmas, 65%. Happy Holidays, 28%. We crushed them. All right, another proud achievement in my career. There were a few this year, Christmas, that idiot Governor Tom Evers out in Wisconsin. He put up a holiday tree, wouldn't say Christmas. You're a jerk. I'm sorry. I know that's not a nice Christmas thing. Evers, you know, it's Christmas. So another quick break. Now, Holly is being bribed to do the end of the program. I'll show you what the bribe is. But Holly is still, you know, holding out. So I don't know how cooperative she's going to be. I'm going to have to take this jacket off because corgis shed like crazy. So you'll see me in a shirt in about 90 seconds. So here's a final thought. Merry Christmas from me and Holly. This is Holly's wages right here. Holly, do you get that? I know. There you go, good dog. No, you can't bolt away. Got to stay here so everybody can see you. So we want you to have a very nice Christmas. You know, forget about the angst for a few days. We're going to do better next year. Everybody will. You stay with us. We'll be ahead of everything as we told you. You know, Holly is going to get some presents in her stocking. And she's a good dog, Holly. Although she does not like to go out in the snow. That is a problem, but we're dealing with it here. So once again, we really appreciate you guys watching us. I can't tell you how much. I know, Holly, you'll get your stick in a minute. Have a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we'll see you the first Monday of 2021.